Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:12, Dave Lee here in the morning news. Temperature at 19, a little fog and mist. Unfortunately, that's creating some slick roads out there. Tia's going to have more in about 6 minutes on the traffic update. I have been waiting a long time to talk to you, young lady. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, joins us from CBS Television. Hi, Jill.
What do you mean waiting a long time? You mean like days?
Yeah, this market. Everybody wants to know. Nobody dares look at their 401k right now.
Well, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. Just, I mean, you can look at it, but what you shouldn't do is then make a knee-jerk reaction. Last week, I can't sugarcoat it. It was a stinker. And it was a stinker for two big reasons. Yeah, the markets went down, but there are some underlying issues that we need to address. One is, hey, growth is slowing down. And here in the U.S., around the world, it's slower. But I think on top of that, the tariff and the U.S.-China kind of escalation of the conflict, it's just acting as a catalyst to those underlying growth concerns. And so that's what moved markets. Again, you don't really have to worry, because I know you know that you're a long-term investor and you don't have to guess where the market is going next, but you do have to just stay true to that game plan that you established a while ago.
How much does the Fed have to do with this?
You know, I think the Fed is actually less of a mover right now, because we did have the Federal Reserve Chairman announce that, you know, he was pretty confident that the data showing him things are slowing down and that we're pretty close to the end of the rate hiking cycle. Now, that said, we're going to get a Fed meeting a week from Wednesday. I think they may raise one more time this year, a quarter of a point. But after that, I think next year's kind of up for grabs, and we'll just have to see.
Will the markets be swayed today by the China summoning the U.S. and Canadian ambassadors over this major tech arrest?
I don't know. The markets are swayed by you whistling, for all I know. It's just really crazy. I think that right now markets are stabilized. I think that there are many folks in the administration running around to a lot of the big investment banks saying, look, calm down about all this trade stuff. We've got it. We'll take care of it. We're not going to let anything horrible happen. I think that when you start to get some of the behind-the-scenes chatter that I'm hearing, which is the administration says, we don't want a full-blown trade war. We get it. We know that things are not great on Wall Street. We're paying attention. So that's really what's steadying markets. But, you know, look, we're all human beings. As much as the machines start trading on our behalf, there are human beings that program those machines, and that means that we can be swayed by our emotions. And just because someone is a big fancy investor with billions of dollars at his or her fingertips doesn't mean that that person's not a human being just like us, and they can all get swayed. In many respects, here's the good news. I spoke to a bunch of money managers over the weekend, and they are telling me that their clients aren't freaking out. Now, listen, market goes down a lot more from here. Maybe they will, but so far, the individual investor has actually remained calmer than the big institutional ones.
The holiday retail sweepstakes, how is that going?
So far, so good. We are going to get a reading on how we're doing, because we're going to have a retail sales report. It is due out on Friday. I think that that could really help investors calm themselves a bit. If that is a better-than-expected report, if which we show that people are out shopping and they're feeling good, then I believe that that's going to help a lot of the investment community say, wait a minute, we're making ourselves crazy. The consumer's doing okay. They're spending money. That's the good news. We'll have to wait and see. We're also going to get a little bit of a reading on inflation out during the week, so that's important with regards to the Fed. But so far, if you had to look at December, you might say to yourself, Hey, Dave, pour me an extra little cup of eggnog and throw a little brandy in there.
A couple of hot toddies for you and me here about right now would be perfect.
That's right.
The other part is that we're going to have tax changes this next year, I suppose. Here in Minnesota, unfortunately, I think our legislature didn't get everything done, so we're going to really be convoluted, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that a lot of states and certainly the federal government is going to be operating at a bit of a disadvantage because, you know, a lot of the rules that were voted on for this year are going to have longer term implications. I think on the state level, some of the things that a lot of the state watchers are looking at across the country, which are the states that have pension plans that don't look so healthy? Which are the states that are running a surplus in terms of their are they on track to be able to pay out their promised benefits? That's something that is like never really talked about when the economy is growing, but I guarantee you when that next recession comes, and make no doubt it will be coming, we are going to be talking about unfunded pension liabilities.
Hang on a second here. President Obama, you wanted to say something to Jill?
Happy birthday to you.
President Trump, you want to say something?
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired because you're doing too well. So I'll just say you're hired.
How about that?
Wow. That's almost as good as having Dave Lee wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, it's going to get better than that. Fellas, you ready? DJ?
Let's do it.
Jimmy? Mike? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jill. Happy birthday to you.
See, we were drinking hot toddies when we knew you were coming on.
Yeah, I mean, this is fantastic. And for the woman who keeps turning 35,
yeah.
It's weird. It's like deja vu all over again, right?
It is. Well, I hope you celebrate by going over to an Islander game.
Oh, man, I got some tickets lined up. I'm boycotting the Barclays Center. I'm going back to the barn, the Nassau Coliseum, where the Islanders will be playing 20 games this year. And I'm looking at my schedule and trying to get to Minnesota perhaps in February or March. Who knows? I could show up at a Wild game at any moment.
Well, will you let us know, please? Just give us
yeah,
a
you're good. What do you mean? Jimmy is my travel agent. He's like creating my itinerary for me.
Yeah, you better call me instead. That's just my suggestion right here.
Understood.
That's your birthday gift right there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. She is Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com. Check out her blog. She is sharp on finances here Saturday nights right here on WCCO Radio and call in with questions, too. And, of course, you'll see her on CBS TV all over the place this week with the markets being like they are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.